With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on voters' reactions to the Thursday night debate between the president and his challenger.
Some Michigan voters have weighed in on their thoughts after the presidential debate.
He was having a hard time finishing his sentences and losing his train of thought.
And I think that we're in a really bad place when it comes to our presidential options.
Biden appeared much stronger at a North Carolina rally Friday.
With all my heart and soul, I can do this job.
But Republican Donald Trump will continue using the debate in his campaign appearances.
The most incompetent president in the history of our country.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
National Hurricane Center forecaster John Cangialosi says Tropical Storm Beryl is still hundreds of miles away from the island of Barbados, but is expected to grow into a hurricane.
There are new hurricane watches issued for a good chunk of the Windward Islands, including Barbados, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And there's some tropical storm watches around the periphery, so for Tobago and also for Martinique.
The summer doldrums, meanwhile, have set in across much of the country. Heat advisories are being issued today all the way from Texas to South Florida. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has just released a documentary film about devoted Trump supporters who line up sometimes for days in advance just to get a front row seat at every one of his political rallies.
He's going to say the same things about immigration and taxes and attacks on Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. It's the experience you're going for. So, you know, we met these folks. They're mothers and fathers and shop owners.
And Spicer spoke about his new film called Trump's Front Row Joes this week with the Salem Radio Network. It was a slow day on Wall Street on Friday to end the week. That means the S&P 500 gave back all of its gains from the week before. This is SRN News. Israelis now in search of the gospel message.
Jews for Jesus reports a spike in the number of people from Israel requesting copies of the New Testament in the wake of last fall's devastating terrorist attacks by Hamas. Jews for Jesus executive director Aaron Abramson tells the Christian Post that the attacks rattled a lot of Israelis, making them ask bigger questions about life and spirituality. Jews for Jesus has offices in Israel and has been providing relief for the victims of Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany says it recorded an overall increase of more than 80% in incidents last year, with well over half of the total coming after a Muslim terrorist attacked Israel on October 7th. The RIAS group recorded nearly 4,800 anti-Semitic incidents in Germany in all of 2023. This is SRN News. Prison restraint policies are under review, and four Missouri prison guards have been charged with murder in the December death of a black inmate who died while being restrained in a way officials say was consistent with current policies.
38-year-old Othell Moore Jr. died on December 8, 2023, while in custody at the Jefferson City Correctional Center. Four guards have been charged with murder and a fifth with accessory to involuntary manslaughter. The criminal complaint says the guards pepper sprayed Moore in the face, placed a mask over his face, which inhibited his ability to breathe, and left him in a position which caused his asphyxiation. The Missouri Department of Corrections released a statement saying that Moore died in a restraint system designed to prevent injury to himself and others. The department also says that it has discontinued using that system. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.